brand new single from Paris Servette, Daryl Walker and Salo Loyo. That's called Hold Me, doing really rather well on the UK Soulful House Dance Chart. And tonight, Daryl Walker is my studio guest. Daryl, welcome. What a lovely track.
Oh, thank you.
Because you wrote that, didn't you?
Yes, along with Salo Loyo, who is an old friend of mine from our Motown Records days.
Right.
He is now on the road with Luis Miguel, touring the world and playing all these huge arenas.
Fantastic, because you also work for Luis Miguel, don't you? You did some work for him.
I did, years ago, on a couple of projects that he had. He wound up recording 3 out of 4 of the songs that we did for him, so it was really a nice shot in the arm, so to speak.
Fantastic. So, I mean, you're a singer, songwriter, saxophonist, drummer. Did you study music at college as an academic subject?
No, I actually, in high school, I was exposed to marching bands, junior high school as well. But apart from that, there really was no formal education in music because I went right out of high school into the military.
All right.
And then from there into aerospace for 23 years. All the while doing music, you know, and I don't know how I managed to. Oh, I remember now. I was laid off when I was signed to Motown, so it was possible to do what I needed to do then because I really wasn't working my regular career.
What role were you performing at Motown?
I was part of a group called Identity Crisis.
Oh, right.
And we did R&B.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little ahead of its time. We were doing, part of our songs were written in Spanish lyrics and the other in English. And
oh, see.
It was a little bit ahead of its time, so it didn't really do well because they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, but that, I mean, you were, so that would have been at the Moes Studios, wasn't it, in Los Angeles?
Yes. At the time, we were using A&M Records for the distribution.
Right, right.
So it was a kind of a partnership between two great companies.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been, as a young man, it must have been quite, I don't know, to be rubbing shoulders with your heroes. Oh. Lamont Dozier would have been there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was ridiculous. I met some really great people.
Lovely. I mean, so back to your new single then, Hold Me, that you wrote. It's aimed at a soulful house market, but really, your other passion's jazz, isn't it?
It really is, yes. Jazz, in the order that I like them the most would be jazz first, soul comes next, rhythm and blues, then blues.
Mm-hmm.
And I dabble in all four of those genres, occasionally in the pop world, not very often, but
yeah.
Primarily those four.
Lovely. And you're keeping yourself really rather busy across the Los Angeles area. You're playing some... some in-demand gigs, aren't you? I mean, the recent tribute to Al Jarreau, wasn't it a sellout, standing room only?
It always has been for the last year. I started that project a year ago, and it's been sold out each time. Thank God for that. And, you know, I say that because I used an 11-piece group
to
make this happen.
Well, they take some pain,
and
don't
then
they?
I have a spin-off version of it that's only 5 pieces and a different set list that's more suitable to, you know, 5 members. But it's all fun, whether it's 11-piece or 5, because, you know, Al Jarreau is an incomparable talent.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there'll never be anybody like him again. And it's just so great that we've been left with such an amazing legacy and a great catalog of songs, you know.
Yeah, bless him, because he only passed away last year, didn't he? Was it February time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poor old lad. So anyway, I mean, you keep yourself really busy because it's not just your own band that you play with, is it? You're also Greg Adams and the East Bay Soul.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been their lead singer for 10 years now.
That's great.
One of the 5 horns. So we have a 5-piece horn section.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Greg sets that band up pretty much the way Tower Power is because he comes from that. He was one of the founding members of Tower Power.
Yeah. He's a very, very high-quality musician, isn't he? His trumpet playing is brilliant, beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his arrangements are ridiculous. Oh, my. Dear me. Oh.
Well, that's what sets him apart from the rest, because he knows what he wants. And, you know, you when you've got talent like that, you're up against people like John Faddis and Wynton Marsalis. And, yeah, it must be great to be able to play with musicians of that caliber. Fantastic.
It really is. You hit the nail on the head. It is an honor, as well as one of the most amazing experiences musically I've had in my entire career, simply because of the level of talent and the quality of the material that we do. You know, it makes it so easy, because what we do is we typically do 50% instrumental and 50% vocal.
Right.
When it comes to the singing stuff, he's so funny. He just tells me, ah, just go in there and do what you do. And he gets out of the way and lets me just do me, and it winds up working for everybody. So it's great.
Great stuff, because you did all the vocals on his new CD, didn't you? Conversation?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And that's a nice composition as well, because I was looking on Amazon earlier, and they proudly state they've only got 10 copies left, so that must be flying out.
It's doing pretty well. We're really happy with it.
I should think so.
Of particularly speaking, I love Our Love Divine is my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Where Do We Go From Here is the next favorite, and they're just all really good. And this time he got a chance to use live strings the way he wanted to, and the horn arrangements were lush, and the engineer we used was right on point, and a guy that I've known for a long time and recommended, actually.
Yeah.
And it just, everything was in alignment, and it just turned out so well.
Ah, great. So tell me about, you've hooked up with Robin Parker at Charisma Entertainment. So
oh yeah,
how's that going?
That's going well. She got me the first show that she booked for me was at Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Bar and Grill in Hollywood, and it was a co-bill situation with Three Style, the German act, a smooth jazz act.
Right.
Great people, talented. We put a band together out of what we had, and we made it work for both of us. And then the second one was at Herb Alpert's place, Vibrato in Bel Air.
Wow.
And that turned out very well. That was great. I brought my five-piece unit in there.
Lovely.
And we did some crazy stuff. Yeah, we played Black Messiah by George Duke and
yeah,
a bunch of other cool songs. Oh, yeah. Oh,
lovely, lovely.
A great night.
Yeah, I met Robin at Blackpool earlier this year. Lovely lady. Lovely lady.
She's great.
Yeah, she was across with Eloise Laws.
You know what I like about that? And she brought Eloise to one of my shows one time. We had a great time. Went out in the audience with the mic and gave it to her. And she let loose.
Bless her. She's lovely, isn't she? Because, I mean, she came down and started dancing with the audience after she'd finished a performance at Blackpool. It was great. Just one of the girls. Lovely to see. Anyway.
Yeah. She's got a great spirit.
Anyway, back to you. You're working on an EP. When is that due out?
I am augmenting the one that Hold Me came from.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, doing these projects is grossly expensive.
Yeah.
And I finance all of my own endeavors. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, I don't do the Kickstarter thing or any of that. So it's, although I may entertain that.
Yeah.
Because the production costs can escalate very quickly. But I'm basically going to revamp the EP, remix some of it, and add perhaps four songs to it.
Right. Lovely. So are you releasing stuff on your own label then, independently?
It isn't a label per se. It's I own what is called an LLC, and it's basically just a music company.
Oh, right.
I think at some point I will make it an actual label.
Right. Yeah. Good. Exciting time.
Might
but
as well.
Sounds like hard work as well if you're doing it all yourself. But at least you got full control.
Yes, sir.
At least you got full control.
Yeah.
Excellent. So
that is the best part.
Yeah. Of course. Where can people buy your stuff? Are you on CD Baby, Amazon?
Yes, I am. They can order it from me directly on my website at D Walker Vocal. What is my website? DarylFWalker.com. That's what it is.
Right, smashing. And
and they can get it also on iTunes. I believe it is streaming on Spotify.
Lovely.
And
lovely. So
yeah, I think
The other track that pricked my ears up of yours is "Need You in My Life." That's another Soulful House record. Beautiful. Tell me about that.
Oh man, that's a collaboration with London's Paris Civette.
Oh right.
Yeah, we met through Facebook.
Isn't Facebook a wonderful thing?
Oh, it's great for that. I mean, it's helped my business tremendously.
Absolutely.
So we decided we would do a song together, and she came up with this really great backing track, and I created a melody and started writing lyrics, and I sent what I had to her, and she finished them, and we basically wrote them together. Then I incorporated another producer here in California by the name of Christopher Troy, who I'd worked with on Motown, and he was actually the person responsible for the group that was ultimately signed to Motown. We got in his studio and he added some things that I thought were worthy of giving songwriter credit to. So we recut everything, sent it to Paris, and then she put it out. And then we did another one. She did Hold Me as a dance track itself, because it's really an R&B song.
Uh-huh.
She redesigned it, and I love what's happening with it because everyone's loving it.
So. Yeah, it's very well received. Very well received over here. But having said that, the UK market is mad for soul music. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's always going to be. Right, have you got any plans to tour? Do you any chance you'll ever come across to England?
There is a very high possibility that that's going
really?
To happen, yes.
All right, well, we look forward to that. We shall have to dig out some venues for you. Because, that'd be a treat.
Sure. Pizza Express. Other places, yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
No. It's, crosshair people are mad for it. They really are. I mean, from the interviews I've been doing, I get the impression that in America, they want, you've done that, I've heard that. Get me something new. Get me something else. What else have you got in your pocket? But in England, if they get they like a song, they hang on to it, and it becomes timeless. And this is why people like Robin are able to bring Eloise across to the UK, and the audience were rapturous. It was it's really amazing. So get yourself over here and play some dates.
Absolutely, I'd love to, because there's just such a culture of appreciation there. Here, unfortunately, the population has been dumbed down
tell me about it.
By these radio programmers and other types that tell them what's good and tell them what to buy. Mm. It's to the point where they can't even appreciate real music anymore.
Yeah, well, you see...
They don't even know what it is. They don't even know what it is.
No, and even the bands that are coming through, the music that's being manufactured and pushed by the... this is just a layman's observation, but the bands and the music that's being pushed by the corporations... It's just manufactured. There's no soul to it. They've not done their apprenticeship.
Exactly. That's my big complaint about all of that. Exactly. And it doesn't go off well live.
No.
Because you put these people who have been overprocessed in a studio on a live stage and they don't know what to do.
No.
They're lost.
No, I know. I noticed that too. Right, Daryl, thank you so much for chatting to me today. I'm sorry to have taken your time up, but it's been beautiful talking to you. I'm going to play out now with Need You in My Life. Wish you all the success with, you don't need any good luck with Hold Me, and I'm sure Need You in My Life is going to be brilliant as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being over there and meeting you in person.
Great, I do too. Cheers, Daryl.
Bye-bye now.
And so, here's Daryl Walker and Need You in My Life. Remember, you heard it here first on Radio Newark.